Palestinians say Israeli settlers kidnapped 10 Palestinian farmers in the south of Nablus and held them into the early hours of the morning. The incident took place on a Palestinian farm in Agrabah. The farmers say settlers from illegal Itamar settlements surrounded them and pointed guns to their heads.
They continuously attack us. 2 years ago, they attacked us during olive harvesting and arrested many people, destroyed many houses, and sometimes they come to our town at night and threw gas and sound bombs, terrifying the residents. The attacks increased during olive picking season as they attempt to burn our trees and take our land.
A Palestinian farmer explained to me that this is part of a strategy by the settlers to gain more land to expand their settlement.
It is not an issue of gaining permission for the land. It's about them claiming the land and attempting to make us believe that this is their land, as if we are the guests. During the kidnap, they were screaming at us and pointing guns. They took our phones and prevented us from speaking.
Abdullah explained the Itamar settlement is large and the settlers attack Palestinians continuously.
They continually attack us. 2 years ago, they attacked us during olive harvesting season, arrested many people and destroyed Palestinian homes. Sometimes they come to our town at night and throw gas and sound bombs, terrifying the residents. The attacks increase during olive picking season as they attempt to burn our trees and take our land.
The heavily armed settlers from Itamar have recently seized hundreds of acres of land from the neighbouring Palestinian villages of Awerta and Agrabah by bulldozing the land and surrounding it with electric fences. Although the kidnapped were released in a very short period of time, the villagers remain in constant fear of the extreme right-wing settlers of Itamar. They blame Tel Aviv for their illegal policy of settlement expansion in the West Bank. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Nablus.